What will he do? Immense things. If we just, moment after moment, as I've already said in the past days, we say yes to what he wants. But naturally, that requires, and I repeat it again, that I understand what he wants as much as I can by having a heart that is silent, that can listen to the breath of God, the whisper of God. Now, this concept, the whisper of God, that I've often used, and the sisters will remember, is the ruah, which means the breath of wind, not a large, big tempest of wind, but the little of wind that we find in the Bible, especially in the Book of Kings, where it speaks of Elijah and then of Eliseo, his disciple. We are called, right from the beginning, and it's evident in my writings of those years, to be contemplative in the world. A contemplative in the world does not necessarily have to be in a convent, like I told my superior in Carmel. He can live in a room anywhere, or in a tent, in a caravan, whatever God wants. But the important is that the secret cell of his heart is a silent abode for God, where God and he dwell alone in an attitude of reciprocating love, like the bride and the bridegroom. In your heart, there should not be anything else but God and you and him. And for love of him, of course, you're ready to move any second that he tells you, go, and you go. Even if he hasn't told you where, you know that he will, as you go, show you, turn to the right or to the left. And one day, looking back, you will understand why he called you in such a place, in such a day, in such a moment. But always there is your free will that can ruin everything, but saying no, or a partial yes, half to you and half to me, to my own ideas, they may be very good, but they're not divine, they're human.